USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A top international criminal court hearing arguments around claims that Israel's carrying out a genocide against Palestinians in its war with Hamas. U.S. officials Thursday reiterating the nation's stance with Israel, saying the claims have no merit.
Genocide is one of the most heinous acts any entity or individual can commit, and such an allegation should only be made with the greatest of care.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel, South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces are reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. U.S. government officials characterize these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in U.S. and British target packages. Details about the death or injury of combatants so far unknown. There will be a review at the Pentagon over communication gaps between it and the White House in recent days since Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization.
To examine the roles, processes, procedures, responsibilities, and actions related to the Secretary of Defense's hospitalization.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder on Thursday, he says Defense Department inspectors will assess whether DOD interoffice communication policy is up to snuff. This comes as Austin has faced backlash for leaving top U.S. officials in the White House in the dark about his condition, a positive diagnosis for prostate cancer and resulting complications from corrective surgery. The next winter storm marching across the U.S. is bringing significant new snowfall to Midwest communities already hit hard this week. Much of Iowa is under a blizzard warning. Heaviest snow is expected throughout the day today, tapering off by the weekend. It will be replaced by several days of frigid sub-zero temps. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Closing arguments are done in the Trump New York civil fraud trial, and the case moves toward a decision. Donald Trump and his adult sons and other business associates are being accused of inflating the value of real estate in order to get more favorable loans.
This case is about the facts and the law.
New York Attorney General Letitia James speaking to news media after Thursday's proceedings. Trump spoke to news media as well.
She's a political hack, the Attorney General, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people.
The judge in the case reversed course Thursday and allowed Trump 5 minutes to make closing statements of his own before the court. Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. There's now a lawsuit filed against Boeing in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug mishap 1 week ago. Also, the FAA is launching a new investigation into the matter. On Friday last week, a door plug on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft went flying off, causing the cabin to depressurize on the Alaska Airlines flight and forcing an emergency landing. The lawsuit claims the ordeal caused physical, emotional, and economic pain for the passengers on board. Meanwhile, the FAA suspects Boeing may have neglected to ensure its plane was entirely buttoned up. We now know which NFL teams will be playing in London and Munich next season. The league released a list on Thursday. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings will all host games in London. The Carolina Panthers will host the game being played in Munich, Germany in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.